يَوْمَ تَأْتِي كُلُّ نَفْسٍ تُجَادِلُ عَن نَّفْسِهَا وَتُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا عَمِلَتْ وَتُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا عَمِلَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ
Allah's judgment will come about them all on the day when everyone shall come pleading in his defense, and everyone shall be fully requited for his deeds, and none shall be wronged in the least.
وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ
Allah sets forth the parable of the people of a town who were secure and content and whose sustenance came in abundance from every quarter. But then the people of the town showed ingratitude towards Allah for His bounties. So Allah afflicted them with hunger and fear in punishment for their evil deeds.
وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَخَذَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ
Most certainly, a messenger came to them from among them, but they rejected him, calling him a liar. Therefore, chastisement seized them while they engaged in wrongdoing. It is Ibn Abbas's opinion that the town referred to in the parable is Makkah itself. As for the hunger and fear mentioned in the verse, for instance, verse 112, this possibly refers to the famine that held the Meccans in its grip for quite some time after the advent of the Prophet, peace be upon him.
فَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَاشْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ إِن كُنتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ
So eat out of the lawful and good sustenance that Allah has bestowed upon you, and thank Allah for His bounty, if it is Him that you serve.
إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةَ وَالدَّمَ وَلَحْمَ الْخِنْزِيرِ وَمَا أُهِلَّ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ بِهِ فَمَنِ اضْطُرَّ غَيْرَ بَاغٍ وَلَا عَادٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ
Allah has forbidden you only carrion and blood and the flesh of swine. Also, any animal over which the name of any other than Allah has been pronounced. But whoever eats of them under compelling necessity, neither desiring it nor exceeding the limit of absolute necessity, surely for such action Allah is much forgiving, most merciful.
وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَا تَصِفُ أَلْسِنَتُكُمُ الْكَذِبَ هَذَا حَلَالٌ وَهَذَا حَرَامٌ لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ
And do not utter falsehoods by letting your tongues declare, this is lawful and that is unlawful, thus fabricating lies against Allah. Surely those who fabricate lies against Allah will never prosper. This is lawful and that is unlawful. The verse categorically lays down that no one other than God has the authority to declare something lawful or otherwise. In other words, God alone is the lawmaker. If anyone else makes bold to declare on his own certain things to be lawful and others unlawful, he certainly goes beyond his legitimate limits. No such statements may be made unless one can demonstrate that such opinions are based on God's commands. By arrogating the right to declare things lawful or unlawful, one becomes guilty of inventing lies against God. For anyone who declares certain things to be lawful and others unlawful is guilty of any one of the following. He will either claim that his declarations of lawful and unlawful are in accordance with God's own declarations. Alternatively, he will claim that God has withdrawn his own prerogative to give man the law which he might follow, and has thereby now delegated to man himself. In either case, the statement is false and is tantamount to inventing lies against God.
مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ
Brief is their enjoyment of the world, and thereafter they shall suffer a painful chastisement.
وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا مَا قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ
We have already recounted to you what we prohibited to the Jews. In so doing, we did not wrong them. It is they who wrong themselves.
ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لِلَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ
But to those who commit evil out of ignorance and then repent and amend their ways, thereafter, your Lord will be much forgiving, most merciful.